This is the BBC.
This is Sam Reynolds, and this is why you should join up for a production apprenticeship scheme with the BBC.
Hello, my name's Andrew Dawes, and I'm helping Sam Reynolds with his course. He's at the BBC on an apprenticeship scheme, and we're helping him record a podcast. A podcast that will explain what he's been doing while he's been here, and hopefully it'll be really interesting. So Sam at the moment has got an RES2, better known as a gin bottle, a handheld recorder from Nagra, and he's recording me, headphones on, with a lot of background noise, a blackbird in the background, some whining. And hopefully Sam's picking all this up as things you have to think about when you're talking to a guest, including a guest turning his head around so he can't hear a thing because he's too busy looking at where the birds are. So, oh, there's a bird over there somewhere. Yeah, you see that? So that's when Sam then has to take control and say, can we do that again? Because I couldn't hear a word you were saying. So then I'd say, oh, there's a bird over there, and you just use your hands to produce. Is there anything I can help you with now while I'm recording that would help you with your course?
Going through the name of the equipment and recording has been great. That covers one part of our unit, which is to do with recording and editing, so that will come in helpful for that now.
We're sitting here and I've spent the morning with Sam helping him understand some of the equipment we used to record. We used a Nagra RES2, which is a handheld recorder, which sometimes it's called a gin bottle. We've also used an Olympus LSP1, which is a very small, very handy handheld Olympus, which has a USB stick, sticks at the bottom. At the moment we're recording on a Nagra BB, one of the old bombproof Nagras, with a stereo microphone in a Rycote. In terms of the recording and equipment you've just heard, Sam, what sort of things do you think you'd be using these recording equipment or bits of recording equipment for?
Hopefully the records myself, so I can use it to mark off some of the qualifications towards the apprenticeship scheme, so I can record myself what, at the end of the day, what did I do today, and hopefully that will hit some of the targets so I don't have to actually write up anything, because I struggle with written work because my learning difficulties, so anything I can record and use it as evidence for my work, it will be a lot easier for me.
So Sam, what did you think of my explanation of the RES-BB recorder?
I found it quite interesting and very clear instructions how to use the recorder.
So, can you repeat back to me how you switch it on and how you format the card?
You switch it on by the power button, which is a square button right next to the hold button, and then you go through the settings button, which is the circle button next to the four arrows. You go down to the tools and down to format the card, and then you press OK, and then go to the right to clear it.
And can you remember what size cards each Nagra uses?
So they can use 2GB on the BB, and the BB Plus is 4, but only uses up to 2, and the larger one goes up to 32GB.
Excellent.
We will be caught in the end. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Probably killed.
Back end of last year, and did he come to Bristol initially, or did he go off to Wood Norton or somewhere first?
So we had 2 weeks of training in Wood Norton, we had a week of college then up in northwest London in Wembley area, and then I came to Bristol to actually start properly apprenticeship scheme.
sitting here in the BBC car park, which is what it is really, and it's a lovely sunny day, must seem quite strange. You probably thought coming to the BBC, we all media and celebrities. I mean, how have you found it? What have you been up to in the last 6-7 months since you've been at the BBC? What skills have you learned?
Originally I was with the, what they call it, the SMs, which they get the final product of what the producers and all their work on, and they edit it to make it fine-tuned, and then eventually that goes out to be broadcast on the radio channel, which is mainly Radio 4 here in Bristol. Gone out on a few OBs with the guys downstairs with them. So I've done stuff with live music, where there was three bands performing in the Cube Theatre here in Bristol. That was really interesting. Did the Cheltenham race course then a couple of months back for a day for Five Live Sport. That was actually a nice, beautiful day like this again.
Did he win anything?
I didn't, but a few of the guys, they did bet on some of the horses, and I think one of them did win about £500. So
in terms of skills you've learned, I mean, you said you work with the SMs, which are called studio managers.
Yes.
So what sort of skills have you picked up, and which skills do you like out of all the things you've learned?
Well, with the skills I've learned, I've built upon the ones I've learned already. I'm self-taught in for soundboard, but what I didn't know was the terminology, the theory side of it, so what gain meant, what pan meant, but now I've learnt all what they mean and how they work properly, so I can go away now with confidence and be able to use it efficiently.
For somebody who doesn't know what pan means, most people for a pan is what you put your chips in.
Yes.
What does pan mean?
Pan is where you can, where you got your piece of audio and you can pan it to the either hard left or hard right. So if you got an interview, you can have the person who's interviewing on the left stream, and you can have the person they interview in on the right stream. So it makes it easier for the listeners to listen to.
And you mentioned as well you've learned some other techniques. So have you done much in terms of editing so far, and what sort of software and what editing packages have you used?
Yes, I've used two editing softwares, DaRa Star Trek and Sadie. DaRa is quite a simple editing software, more or less for basic edits of audio, and Sadie's for more complex and to smooth audio up more better.
You've been here 6, 7, 8 months. How many more months do you have to go, and why am I sitting here interviewing you? What's the purpose of all this recording audio for you?
Well, I finished now this year in September. This all goes towards the assessments we've got to do for college, which all add up to an endpoint assessment, which we've got to do at the end of the year, which means what assessment means we either pass or fail. There's no black or grey area with it. This is towards helping me and everybody else in the scheme build up our confidence to do the final pitch at the end of it and say why we should belong in the BBC.
So in terms of your course, I'm here apparently because you're going to be doing some podcasts for the BBC. So can you let me know what Kate has asked you to do in terms of podcasts, and what she wants you to do going forward?
She wants me to do some of my own personal podcasts, but not for Radio 4 itself, just for me to do, so it works towards that, but also to help out with the BBC for Radio 4, so when they create their programs for me to then create the podcasts for them and upload it, then ready to go out on air for them.
So have you done any podcast idents yet?
Yes, I did a few yesterday for them. So I did one for Great Lives for Emma of Normandy, and I did one for Soul Music as well.
You haven't done one for yourself yet though?
Not yet, no. We'll be right back.
resistance is wrong.
This is the BBC.